From the Indiana University School of Medicine and WFYI Public Radio Indianapolis, this is Sound Medicine. I'm Barbara Lewis. We begin this week with something very rare, a controlled study that looks at whether and how health insurance makes a difference in people's actual health. Sound Medicine's health policy analyst, Dr. Aaron Carroll, joins us to explain. Aaron, welcome back to Sound Medicine.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we keep an eye on several health-related blogs, in particular one that you contribute to, The Incidental Economist. And recently, there have been a lot of posts about Oregon and its Medicaid program based on a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Okay, so set the stage for us. What's all the fuss about?
So it is very rare in the world that we do very well-designed, randomized, controlled trials of things like health insurance. In fact, the only other one really to talk about is the RAND health insurance experiment. It was conducted decades ago, and we still talk about it as one of the most important insurance studies ever done. A couple of years ago, Oregon wanted to expand its Medicaid program and discovered that they only had enough money to do a very small number of people. So even though, say, 75,000 might have wanted it, they really could only give Medicaid out to a few thousand people. And so what they decided to do was hold a lottery. And in essence, they said everybody who wants it can put their name in a pile and we'll pick a certain number of people to have it. And that offered them an opportunity to do a randomized controlled trial to see what exactly does Medicaid do for people who get it. Because normally it would be unethical to randomize people to get insurance or not. You couldn't take just regular people off the street and say, you're not going to get insurance. But in this case, we couldn't give them insurance anyway. So it provided a very sort of sad but possible way to do a well-designed study of what Medicaid does for people.
And this was Oregon's decision, the state legislature's decision.
Yes.
To do the lottery, and because of it, it was a trial was born.
They were going to do the
yeah.
lottery anyway,
yeah.
So it provided an opportunity to still, with a little bit of added extra money, to actually study what happens to people. This is about 2 years ago. The first study was published about 1 year ago and looked at some early returns. And it looked quite promising for people who think Medicaid does a good job. It improved a number of financial issues. It improved a number of what we call process measures of people saying that it was easier to get care and that they felt better. This was round two. This was another analysis now 2 years later that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine that started to look at, again, things like how does Medicaid affect your finances? Are you more protected? It looked at depression. It looked at some variables about quality of life. And it also tried to look at some harder health outcomes, things like the number of people who have hemoglobin A1C above 6.5, which is diabetes. How many people have it? What is the average A1C? It looked at blood pressure. It tried to look at the number of people with high blood pressure and tried to look at some composite factors like the Framingham risk factors to see does it reduces people's chances of having, say, a heart attack.
So it sounds like the results were somewhat good.
Well, they're mixed, and people are really debating about it, and this is where it gets problematic. So unequivocally, it seems to improve people's financial outlook. They feel protected. They feel like they can cover their medical costs, and it certainly provides them protection against real problematic costs if they get sick. It also seemed to improve depression. There was a statistically significant reduction in the number of people who screened positive for depression once they got Medicaid. It also improved utilization in many ways in that people who had the Medicaid were more likely to make use of medications or doctor's visits. But they could not detect a statistically significant improvement in blood pressure or in hemoglobin A1C or in the Framingham risk scores. Some people are saying because they could not detect a statistically significant difference, therefore Medicaid doesn't actually improve health. That it doesn't reduce your blood pressure, it doesn't reduce your diabetes, it doesn't reduce your chance of heart attack. And in that case, why are we spending all this money? Because if it doesn't improve health, then why bother? We could do other things with the money. We shouldn't do things like the Medicaid expansion. But that interpretation is problematic because I believe, and I think we've done a number of calculations and we back this up quite a bit in our writings, that the study had too few people in it with these diseases in order to accurately tell how much an improvement you could see. Some of the authors are claiming that it's possible that perhaps we should have seen a 6 to 9 point reduction in systolic blood pressure, for instance. They say that past studies showed that. Well, that's not necessarily the case. The RAND health insurance experiment, the one that's most on point, specifically looked at people, for instance, who had high blood pressure and said, what did health insurance, free health insurance do for people with high blood pressure? And they found that it reduced overall the systolic blood pressure of people with hypertension about 1, maybe 2 points. If you look specifically at poor people who got free insurance, it reduced it about 3.5 points. So maybe we could expect to see people with hypertension, meaning a blood pressure of 140 systolic, reduce their blood pressure by 3.5 points. This, what they looked at in this study was the blood pressure of all people, not just people with hypertension. So the average blood systolic blood pressure of people in the study was 119, and they found that Medicaid only reduced it by about 0.5 point. Well, of course it only reduced it by about 0.5 point. Those people had normal blood pressure. They did no specific sub-analysis of people who had high blood pressure. They didn't do that. And the closest they got to it showed that maybe it reduces blood pressure of people in the high 120s by about 2.5 points. Well, that's getting closer to the RAND health insurance experiment, but it's still not looking at people with true hypertension. This study was not powered to actually detect a statistically significant difference if they saw a clinically significant result. I believe that that means that the study was basically had Medicaid's hands tied behind its back. It couldn't show a clinically significant improvement with a statistically significant difference. So the fact that they couldn't detect a statistically significant difference is not a failure of Medicaid. It doesn't mean that Medicaid doesn't improve health. It means that the study didn't have enough people to actually detect that. Moreover, I'm not sure that we should believe that health insurance automatically and quickly improves health. Health insurance in general is meant to protect people from significant financial costs if they get sick.
How much was the cost associated then with, I was curious as to how much money was spent to cover the people on the extra $10,000 on Medicaid?
That's a great question, and I'm not sure that I have an exact number for you. They can talk about the fact that they only spent per person in the few thousands. I mean, it's not a huge amount. In fact, Medicaid is about the cheapest insurance around. But they could not quantify how that money was spent. Mm-hmm. They can't say how much of it went to drugs, how much of it went to people with diabetes, how much of it went to cancer care, how much of it went to accidents. We just don't have that data. And so some people will say, you know what? Health insurance isn't supposed to improve health.
It seems like the health care is set up to treat things.
Yeah.
I mean, not necessarily prevent or really address.
That's an excellent point as well. And in fact, well,
it's a little depressing.
It's depressing in the sense that here's the thing. When the study first started, and I believe I've been quite consistent on this, and people can read what I've written in the past, I felt that this study was great because for years there have been people who have claimed that Medicare either hurts people or it even kills people, that it's bad for health, that somehow it prevents people from getting care that they could get if they were uninsured for various reasons that I've never agreed with. And I thought, well, perfect. Here's a chance to actually see if Medicaid hurts people. It doesn't. This study could not detect a statistically significant harm. We have no evidence still that Medicaid harms people. We also don't have any great evidence that shows that Medicaid reduces hypertension or gets rid of diabetes, because that's not what the study was powered to detect.
So this one feels like a Rorschach test. However, you kind of come into this believing about Medicaid and health care in the U.S., and you look at this and say, aha. You know,
maybe. I don't know. I would actually argue it's not quite that, because I think if you try to remain agnostic, if you said, I have equipoise, I want to see what Medicaid actually does for people. It reduced financial burden of people who got the insurance significantly. It improved statistically significantly the rates of depression. It statistically significantly improved people's reported quality of life, whether or not that's because they were healthier, because they felt protected. It did all of those things. It didn't prove that it reduces people's blood pressure, but they didn't do that analysis. So I can't tell if it actually reduced the people with hypertension, because that's not the study they did.
Are there any other studies ongoing that really are looking at kind of the gold standard here, double-blind studies that look at healthcare policy like this one?
No. I mean, not like randomized controlled trials. They almost never happen. No, okay. I think they should. I think we should find a way to do this kind of research. There are lots of secondary database analyses. There's lots of sort of other natural experiments you can do. Part of the problem with that is they're often confounded. for instance, poor people are more likely to be people on Medicaid. Poor people in general are more likely to be certain socioeconomic or racial classes. Those sometimes carry risk factors that are irrelevant of Medicaid. So to say a Medicaid population is sicker is often because, yes, it's a poor group of people, and those people tend to be sicker. And so if you compare poor people to rich people, poor people often do worse. It's not Medicaid's fault. Medicaid didn't cause them to be poor. Medicaid is associated with their being poor. But there have been lots and lots and lots of very well-designed studies which try to tease out the other factors. And the vast, vast, vast majority of those show that Medicaid has a benefit. And again, some of this is just common sense. Is there anybody that believes that, that really believes in their hearts that you'd be better off not having insurance than having insurance? Now, we could make an argument that people might be better off with really awesome private insurance than Medicaid, but that's not the debate we're having. Mm-hmm. We're not discussing whether or not to give people in states who are uninsured Medicaid or really good private insurance. We're giving them Medicaid or nothing. And it's important to remember that very few of those studies have been done.
Do you think this study will shift the debate a little bit?
Yes. I think it will. I think that many people are reading this study as if it is a almost drug study of Medicaid, as if like this was a conclusive study that Medicaid should have improved health outcomes. It didn't. It failed. I've read people say things like, you know, the FDA would never approve Medicaid based upon a study like this. My argument would be like, of course they wouldn't, because the FDA wouldn't consider this actually a good study of whether Medicaid works to improve hypertension. You only have 50-some people in it. Or, you know, that's not good enough. And so I think that it should not be used in that manner, but that won't stop some people from reading it that way. That's the way the press releases have looked. That's the way many of the articles have been written. And you're right that it's being taken as a Rorschach test because some people are using this as conclusive proof that their prior belief that Medicaid is bad insurance is true, that it didn't prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that it improves hypertension and therefore we shouldn't have to do the Medicaid expansion. I'd counter with the fact that I've never seen a randomized controlled trial prove that private insurance reduces hypertension either. This seems to be a bar we're only setting for Medicaid mm-hmm. and not for Medicare and not for private insurance.
Dr. Aaron Carroll, thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Aaron Carroll directs the Center for Health Policy and Professionalism Research at the IU School of Medicine.